Let me ask you a question. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to walk holy and obedient to His Word so when you close your eyes in death, you know you're going to heaven? Yes, if you can hold up your hand, you're in a good place. If you can't hold up your hand, you're in a bad place. Because you got to get to heaven by faith. You got to walk in obedience to God's Word, and you have to believe. Now then, somebody will tell you, if I could only see Him, if I could only see Jesus, then I would believe forever. That's not true, is it? If I could only see a miracle, just one, I would believe forever. I think of a couple that a few years ago I prayed over their son. He had a terrible thing wrong with him. He'd had it for years and years, and I went to their home and I prayed over them, talked to them about the sin issue, and got both daddy and mother to repent of all their sins. And I prayed over the little boy, and God almost instantly healed that little boy totally, completely of everything. Just in a matter of days, he was completely well. He'd been sick for years. And man, you think about that should have some kind of a tremendous impact on this family, right? Well, yeah, it did at first. At first, after this little boy got healed, this mother and of daddy both, when they came to church after that, I mean, this mother, every Sunday when I'd see her, man, she's charismatic in the Baptist church. Wow, praise God. He's real all of a sudden. They'd never seen a miracle or never seen a healing in their whole life. So it had a tremendous impact on them. 5 years later, they're divorced. Gone their own ways. Completely forgot who God is. Then a few months later, after they get divorced, I find out that this woman's living with another man she ain't even married to. No, miracles don't do it. Isn't that amazing? You know, I look at us, and you know what I say about us when we do things like that? We are absolutely stupid. You have seen God answer your prayer. And why do you think people like that don't get their prayers answered? Why do you think we don't see any miracles or any healings or anything hardly in the church? The King's not pleased with us when we live like that, is He, Terry? He's not pleased with us. And then, of course, you tell somebody, well, you know, if you want this little boy to get healed, we've got to deal with a sin issue. What? It could be my sin that made this boy sick? Yeah. I don't believe that. I ain't going there with you. That's what they say. They don't believe that. But for those of you that want to see a real miracle, we got the pictures on the wall out there. If you hadn't seen those pictures in the hallway out there of Gina, the little girl from Washington, that little girl, we prayed over that little girl for a year and a half. And you see all the pictures as you walk through the opening there. You see all the pictures on the left of where she's got all these sores and things all over her body. This little girl, we pray, everybody in this ministry center prayed over that little girl for a year and a half without one single result. And then after a year and a half, we finally just decided, hey, we have got to find this sin. And I only know one way to find the sin that's keeping the sickness upon this little girl, and that's for mother and daddy that committed this sin. And you say, well, how do you know it's mother and daddy's sin? Because they had other children, and the other children wasn't sick. But this one was a later in life child, and it was sick. So I knew there was a sin that they committed between the last child and this one that brought this sickness, this curse upon this little girl. Well, when they began to pray and ask God what it was, He revealed to the mother it was her sin, and that it was her lying and deception that brought it upon her. He spoke to her and told her, when she repented of her sins of lying and deception, then they called us and we prayed one simple little prayer in a matter of days. The pictures on the right is a picture of the little girl. Not a sore or a scar or a mark on her beautiful little body.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do we get things like this done? Here's the beginning of that answer. What do you have to walk in?
Love.
What?
Love.
Did I hear y'all right?
Love.
Ida, what'd you say?
Love.
You have to love? If you want God to do miracles, Ferris, you have to love, right? If you do love, then what's impossible with God, Ferris?
Nothing.
That's absolutely right. Nothing. If you walk in love, He says, I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all men shall know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Now then, if you want to find a woman or a man that can get their prayers answered, you have found somebody that's begun to understand what it is to walk in love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 makes an awesome statement. I want you to see this. Galatians 5, 6. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith... Oh. What is it that's important, Terry?
Love.
Faith worketh by love. So what if you're not walking in love? Can you have faith?
It don't sound like it,
does it? So you begin to see that when we don't walk in love, we can't walk in faith. So we pray. You know, and I've had young men that have listened to my teachings and have some of them have been here and they've seen God do awesome things. Some of them even been healed or had miracles from God when I prayed for them. And then, man, it lights their fire and they go out and they consume these CDs and DVDs for 6 months and then they pray for somebody and nothing happens. And they come back and they'll be, Pastor, this stuff don't work. I said, oh, yeah, it works. They said, well, it worked for you, but it didn't work for me. I said, well, how long have you been studying and walking in love? Well, I've been doing the best I can now for about 6 months. I said, well, you only have about 9.5 more years to go. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, it only took me 10 years of dedicated work with God in His Word virtually every day, learning how to walk in love, being an example of Him for about 10 years, and I finally convinced the king that I was serious. And he started answering my prayer. And boy, when he starts answering your prayer, it's an awesome thing, isn't it, Rosemary? It's a beautiful thing. In other words, everybody in this ministry center now knows how to walk in love and how to pray the prayer of faith and how to see God do awesome things. Because how many healings or miracles did we see here on a... I'll ask you that work with me or been around me that for the ministry that y'all pray for everybody and everything. On an average, what would you say would be a good average that we see answers to prayer requests every day? How many, Rosemary? Sometimes? But a lot of times we see 2 or 3 miracles in a day, don't we? We see tremendous answers to prayer in this little place. Now then, it makes no difference who's praying, whether it's Pat or Dave or Rosemary or Cheryl or me, or it makes no difference. We get to see God do awesome things. I got real tickled. I may tell this wrong. If I do, Dave will have to correct me. But they were somewhere visiting in another church the other day, and they were talking to some people, and one of the men said something about being sick or something. And little John, he said, well, if you'll come down to our church, God will heal you. And definitely one day, something like that. Something like that, right? Out of the mouths of babes. In other words, when they see, if there's anybody, in fact, I don't remember what it was here a while back, but something, I had walked in the back door, and just as I walked in the back door, little John, I know what it was, he had knocked a knot on his head, that's what it was. He had fell or done something, and had a big knot on the back of his head, and just as I walked through the back door, he said, Papa T, come pray for me. And so I come running. I said, what's wrong? He said, I got a knot on my head. And I put my hand up, and boy, did he have a knot on the back of his head. So I prayed right there, and in just a matter of a few minutes, God took that knot down to just a small little thing in just a few minutes. Now then, if the men, like his daddy, you know, but all of us, if the men especially that are here, when the children get hurt, if they're looking for one of the men to pray for them, we're on the right track. Instead of calling, let's go to the doctor. Mama, I want to go to the doctor. No, we don't hear that around here. We only want to go to one, and that's Jesus. And they go through either me or Dave. But when the children get hurt and they want to go through Papa T or Daddy, you can't get a better source than that, can you? Because guess who Daddy and Papa T is attached to? We're attached to Jesus. And I don't know a better doctor than Jesus. Do you?
No.
Well, how do we get there? But faith which worketh by love. Is love important? It's extremely important. Now, some people in the church, some churches I've been around, you would never know they're Christians. You know, because there's fighting and bickering. You know, in fact, I told something, somebody said something the other day. Oh, I know what it was. I was out here doing something the other morning, and Pat, she had done something, and I was thanking her for doing something nice. And she said, I am striving to become the Proverbs 31 woman. I thought, now, you know, that should be the desire of every Christian woman, to be the Proverbs 31 woman. And I told Pat and all the other girls and that was there at the moment, I said, you know, when my mother at 83 went home to be with Jesus, the pastor of the Baptist church preached the funeral around Proverbs 31. He said my mother was one of the few women he had ever met in his life that fulfilled all of the requirements of Proverbs 31. Pat spoke of him and said, you know, now I know why God has used you so mightily. You have been raised in a home that served God. Isn't that amazing? If we could all be raised in a home that served God, well, why don't we let it start here with us? Is that right? Should we be the Proverbs 31 woman in your home?
Absolutely.
When your children get grown, they should look back and your husband should say, wow, what a woman I was married to all those years. Wow, was she a Proverbs 31 woman? Every woman should be a Proverbs 31 woman. We'll talk about that sometime. Now then, I want us to go to 1 John 1, 1. And we're going to start there in 1 John 1. And I think about, when I think about solving the world's problems, this is what a lot of people says will solve the world's problems. But it didn't. I want you to look at what I'm going to talk about here in just a minute. 1 John 1, 1. 1 John 1, 1.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Walk in Love as Jesus Walked, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.